local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We now head into hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Sunshine, very little wind, but not nearly as oppressive as it's been outside the past couple of days. Heat advisory is still in effect until 7 o'clock. We're going to have another excessive heat warning tomorrow. We'll see how the weekend looks here coming up with meteorologist Alan Strum shortly. Joe and Gracie with you here, getting you caught up on everything happening in the world today. Perhaps today, your last day of work for the week, taking the extended 5-day holiday weekend. Tomorrow's going to be the biggest and busiest travel day of the holiday weekend. About 2.8 million passengers through TSA checkpoints at airports. And today, another day of delays at some of the biggest airports around the country. Those stories and much more coming up. We start, though, with our top three stories today. And the Supreme Court finally ruling on affirmative action. Colleges and universities can no longer use race as a factor in their admission decisions. This coming after the Supreme Court today ruled in favor of challenges to affirmative action programs at the University of North Carolina and Harvard. The High Court ruled 6-3 that the university admissions policies were unconstitutional.
Reactions to the Supreme Court's decision coming from all over, including the White House. President Biden says that colleges and universities should not abandon their commitment to ensure that they have student bodies of diverse backgrounds and experience, noting that equal opportunity is not everywhere across this country.
Congressman Gates saying in a statement that the ruling is a critical blow to critical theory, and also says that meritocracy is once again king, and that artificial diversity and race-based college admission regimes have been usurped. Also, in the state of Florida today, the verdict coming in for Parkland School Resource Officer Scott Peterson, who was charged with not confronting the 2018 Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooter.
We, the jury, find as follows as to the defendant in this case. The defendant is not guilty. So say we all this 29th day of June, 2023, at Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, Florida.
And you could hear sobs there from Peterson as he was found not guilty on all 11 counts, and he spoke to reporters afterwards.
I would hope I would never want any SR, any law enforcement officer in this country to go through the last 4.5 years of what I went through.
The jury began deliberating on Monday afternoon after the trial lasted about 2.5 weeks. A bit stunning on the timeline, especially considering that during jury selection, the judge told jurors that they could be wrapped up in this case through August. Obviously didn't even make it to July. 5:15 right now, we'll take a break for local check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, we do have some slowdowns right now. That's going to include 98 eastbound. If you're heading towards Tiger Point from Gulf Breeze, it's backing up into the National Nature Preserve. I don't have any reports of an accident right now. So if you do see something on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic light. Our slowdowns on Scenic Highway have cleared up at East Olive Road. We do have a small accident at the intersection of Blue Angel and Dog Track Road right near Blue Angel Grill that is causing some slight delays. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
This mainly sunny and hot weather pattern will be continuing through Friday and Saturday with highs up in the mid-90s. Look out for some more heat alerts around the area as those heat index values are going to be way up there in the triple digits. Overnight lows will mainly run in the upper 70s to, in some cases, low 80s. We may finally see a little bit of a breakdown to this pattern as we head through the weekend into Sunday. And ahead to the 4th of July, there is a 50% chance for a shower or storm. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Local headlines. Not much more to add as the FDLE is now investigating the officer involved shooting that happened a little over 24 hours ago in Cantonment. It was exactly 24 hours ago when we were talking with Pensacola Police Spokesman Mike Wood, and he joined Andrew on the Pensacola Morning News again today.
There's a lot of questions. The investigation is being done by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. The state attorney's office was also on scene, which is all protocol. So there's still questions to be answered, and we will give those answers to the public as soon as the investigation is complete. We never want to jeopardize an investigation. So let's let it run its course, and then we will be getting back with everyone with the final results.
And again, Wood said a PPD officer was investigating a hit-and-run crash when he was confronted by a man. The verbal altercation turned into a physical one before the officer shot and killed that individual. Scambia Sheriff's Office releasing images of a suspect wanted in connection with a shooting over the Memorial Day weekend. That shooting happened on May 27th at Carver Park, where as many as 2,000 people were in the area during a Memorial Day party. The suspect in the images, a black male wearing a white hoodie with dark pants and holding an AR-style weapon, which you can see in those images. We've shared them to our Facebook page. If you have any information, you're asked to contact the Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. Of course, the Blue Angel show, the big show out at Pensacola Beach, now less than 1 week away. And the Blues putting out the official schedule for next week. If you've been in the area for a long time, you know the drill. Wednesday morning, 8 a.m., breakfast with the Blues. Also, Thursday's practice starting at 2. The Friday full dress rehearsal starts at around noon with the civilian acts. And, of course, Saturday's officially show day, and that will follow Friday's schedule exactly. Santa Rosa School Superintendent says the school board is now in the process of revising the policy that determines what happens when books in school classrooms and libraries are challenged. Dr. Karen Barber had this to say about the policy at their meeting a couple of weeks ago.
Again, out of the 65 titles, the school district has received 6 reconsideration forms. One school meeting has occurred to start the reconsideration process. Per School Board Policy 4.22, reconsideration must begin with the school level informal meeting.
Moving forward, however, while the policy is reviewed, Barber says that any book that is challenged will be removed within 5 school days and remain unavailable to students until the objection is resolved. Escambia County's Commissioner for District 5 is running for re-election in 2024. The Supervisor for Elections Office confirmed Stephen Berry has pre-filed for the race, joining fellow Republican James Hilburn. Both Berry and District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bergosh pre-filed for their respective seats. Also in Santa Rosa County, a water quality advisory now in effect for Navarre Park. The Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is advising against water-related activities there due to the potential for high bacteria levels. Almost 5:20, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our statewide headlines and a look at what's going on around the country and around the world. It's Pensacola Right Now, Thursday edition with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Winning at life is a scriptural concept. Run that you may obtain speaks of winning. Run in such a way that you avoid being a castaway. We should run like Paul, not Demas. Paul fought a good fight, finished his course, and kept the faith, and henceforth there's laid up for him a crown of righteousness. However, Demas forsook his friend and his faith, having loved this present world. Paul was a winner, but Demas was a castaway. So what's the key to winning at life? The Bible says it's temperance, self-control. It's not asceticism, religious self-effort, but it is spirit-enabled self-control. Temperance is a fruit of the Spirit. It's allowing your position in Christ to determine your pursuits. So avoid being a castaway by biblically regulating each area of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, verbally. Control yourself for God's glory. Spirit-filled self-control is the key to winning at life.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Pete Morgan of Service Matters Realty and Property Management. I am a 1981 graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, and I served 25 years in the U.S. Navy. As an aviator, I know what it takes to achieve the excellence that is required to fly with the Blue Angels. As a helicopter pilot, I flew support missions or Blue Angels air shows. The ethos of the Blue Angels and Service Matters Realty and Property Management are the same: honor, courage, commitment. If you're looking to buy or sell or need property management, talk to us. ServiceMattersRE.com.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
With the quick fuse, I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir.
So today's ongoing debate and discussion that we are continuing from social media has to do with ketchup today.
Yeah.
And it is it in vogue, or are you supposed to leave it refrigerated, or are you supposed to leave it out? Last hour, several texts were unanimous with us in that we refrigerate, and that's how it was. About 20 minutes ago, then we had the dissenting opinion going off the theme of the Supreme Court today, busting down the doors, thundering in with the dissenting opinion, saying that definitely not refrigerated. Heinz brand exclusively. How in the world could you put cold ketchup on a hot, juicy hamburger and crispy fries? Plus, it's so high in sodium, it stays preserved. And if it was a liability, restaurants would not leave it out all day long either. Even restaurants at the beach, the hottest places. But to each their own, live and let live. But clearly struck a nerve with the amount of people that are speaking out saying, no, it's supposed to be refrigerated. Heinz themselves says it's supposed to be refrigerated. So we'll continue this conversation later on this hour. But we now have our first dissenter, and very emotionally passionate dissenter weighing in. 850-437-1620. Quick check of the roads and weather, and then we'll go on to state and national headlines.
I-10-I-110 not showing any major delays throughout our area, as well as 29. We still have some slowdowns throughout Gulf Breeze, though. That's going to be if you're leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, 98 eastbound is just looking a lot heavier than usual for traffic. Don't have reports of an accident, but just keep that in mind if you're heading towards Tiger Point, and then typical afternoon traffic, 98 westbound throughout Windhaven Beach into Navarre. If you do see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we do still have extremely hot temperatures throughout this week. A little bit lower than we've been seeing, you know, yesterday and even on Tuesday, but it's 92 in Pensacola, 99 as the heat index, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze, with a low of 77 and mostly clear skies tonight and really no chances of rain. I'm Gracie on News Radio Radio 93 with our traffic and weather together. Into state headlines, Governor Ron DeSantis is trying to get the trial for the Disney's federal lawsuit against him scheduled for 2025. His lawyers filed a report this week seeking the trial date for August 4th of 2025, which would be well after the November 2024 general election. According to the Orlando Sentinel, Disney's lawyers want to schedule the trial date for July 15th of next year, which is just happens to be the same day as the start of the Republican National Convention.
So over the weekend, I started watching the show Suits.
Love it.
I have not seen the show before weekend. So I'm about halfway through season one. And it has caused me now to, when I hear and do stories about, you know, law and attorneys going back and forth, to view them through a different prism. Because I see the attorneys in the show that are doing things to screw with the other people. And this is Disney being super petty with the time that they want to start this trial.
Yes.
Forcing the DeSantis team to have to waste resources and time to come up with this letter to say, hey, it can't start then because, of course, Ron's a presidential candidate. And that's the first day of the RNC convention, which... according to his attorneys, no doubt say he will be at as the GOP nominee. So I just love the pettiness from Disney here. And I just love that this is, you know, there's been pettiness on both sides. But now that I am getting into Suits more and more, when these stories come up, I will be just that more in tuned and offering the perspective of the law as I go into studying the law as much as I can
through the show.
That's right. I have looked up the how can I get into Harvard Law? I don't think I can. It's way too expensive. But yes, I'm definitely enjoying the show and
it's so good.
And learning more about that. All right, now that that's done, the one of Florida's six sales tax holidays is starting on Saturday. It's geared towards household appliances, as qualifying gas ranges and cooktops and Energy Star appliances will be tax-free for a year starting on July 1st. Also, two sales tax holidays are continuing, the Freedom Summer Holiday and Home Hardening Exemption, which is geared towards impact-resistant doors, windows, and garage doors as well.
There's a sign that people are holding onto their jobs in Florida. The U.S. Labor Department reports that 5,900 Floridians filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's nearly 600 fewer than the previous week. Nationally, initial jobless claims totaled at 239,000 for a drop of 26,000 from last week.
Well, won't get to much national news here before the Fox News update. We'll pick it up afterwards, though. A final hearing held today on reparations for black people in California. The controversial idea being discussed would pay descendants of slaves or people in the country since the late 1800s. Also, an IRS whistleblower defending his claims that Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. Investigator Gary Shapley with the IRS told multiple news outlets that the U.S. attorney investigating Hunter was blocked from bringing charges outside of Delaware and did not have full control of the case. Also, another 3,400 flights canceled or delayed today as part of severe weather ahead of the busy holiday weekend. TSA says over 2.8 million people are expected to pass through airports this weekend. More national headlines after Fox News. And after that is Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
I'm John Saucier. It was a 6-3 ruling by the Supreme Court today to end affirmative action, which allowed schools to factor in a student's race when deciding on admission. President Biden, your thoughts?
What I propose consideration is a new standard where colleges take into account the adversity a student has overcome when selecting among qualified applicants.
The High Court found the race-based practice to be a violation of the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A participating member of Students for Fair Admissions, Calvin Yang, spoke out afterwards on how affirmative action negatively impacted him and changes he hoped this will bring.
It belongs to all of us who deserved a chance, but can now rejoice over the fact that at least our kids can be judged based on their achievements and merits alone.
Yang's an Asian American rejected from Harvard University, which utilizes affirmative action. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The nation's colleges and universities will have to rework their admissions criteria following a surprising decision by the Supreme Court. The High Court struck down affirmative action, finding it unconstitutional to consider race in university admissions, eliminating a principal tool the nation's most selective schools have used to diversify their campuses. The company behind Pokemon Go said today it'll lay off 230 employees as part of a reorganization, shuttering a Los Angeles studio where many of those folks work. San Francisco-based mobile games developer Niantic will also cancel NBA All-World and end production of a Marvel-based title that had not yet been released. The company says going forward, supporting Pokemon Go will be Niantic's top priority. With fresh data showing the U.S. economy remains resilient, stocks finished mostly higher today. The S&P 500 added 19 points. The Dow Industrials leaped 270. The NASDAQ Composite, though, was flat. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority. Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Travis Kelce had an interesting comment to Vanity Fair in a recent article. He acknowledged that he was underpaid, but said winning in Kansas City was more important than going on the open market. Normally, none of us would fault someone for going for the most money possible, but pro athletes already make so much, and they look so miserable when they lose. For athletes at the top of the pyramid, maybe winning is worth more than actual money. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Nothing says summer like an ice-cold Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, refreshing, real-brewed tea with 5% alcohol. Look for Twisted Tea in the bright yellow cans. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Nothing says summer like an ice-cold Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, refreshing, real-brewed tea with 5% alcohol. Look for Twisted Tea in the bright yellow cans. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. If you are, you know, taking a really long extra holiday weekend and taking off tomorrow, I hope you're having a great start to your weekend and just overall good week despite this hot weather we're having. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get the rundown on sports from Joe. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have some slowdowns on 98. That's going to include 98 eastbound getting into Tiger Point from Gulf Breeze. And Windhaven Beach heading westbound into Navarre is slow moving on 98. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
This mainly sunny and hot weather pattern will be continuing through Friday and Saturday with highs up in the mid-90s. Look out for some more heat alerts around the area as those heat index values are going to be way up there in the triple digits. Overnight lows will mainly run in the upper 70s to, in some cases, low 80s. We may finally see a little bit of a breakdown to this pattern as we head through the weekend into Sunday. And ahead to the 4th of July, there is a 50% chance for a shower or storm. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Currently 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Gulf Breeze, and 91 in Milton. It's 99 for our heat index. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
So last weekend we had the Patti LaBelle situation where she forgot the lyrics to a Tina Turner song during the Tina Turner tribute. And of course that was embarrassing for her. And the biggest moment of the NHL draft last night was an embarrassing moment when the Montreal Canadiens selected their draft pick.
Bonsoir. Le Canadien de Montréal are proud to select David.
We planned it that way. David Reinbacher.
So that was Carey Price, who was the goaltender for the Montreal Canadiens. Forgot who the name was that they were picking. So that career off to a flying start. NHL does their draft a little bit differently. In the NFL, NBA, it's the commissioner who will have the card making the picks, but there's no card in the NHL. And usually it's like the general manager or some sort of team representative, in this case Carey Price, the goaltender, and just went completely blank on the name that they were drafting.
I just feel bad for David, I think.
Yeah, well, you feel bad for David for sure, because, you know, it's his big moment, the moment that he's been working for his entire life. He's got family, friends in the arena, and you forget his name. So not off to a great start there. Also, Carey Price, I mean, looking at the video, he just looked absolutely mortified, and you can kind of even tell before that he's going in to say the name and he says David, but even before that he's kind of looking around like, I have no idea what his last name is. And then he just stops talking and he's like, what in the world do I do now? So yeah, very lonely moment on stage for Carey Price there. Big night for Yankee pitcher Domingo Germán, with a night to remember, pitching the 24th perfect game in Major League Baseball history. The Yankees beat the A's 11-0 last night. He was the first pitcher to throw a perfect game since Felix Hernandez back in 2012. NFL announcing indefinite suspensions for Indianapolis Colts cornerback Isaiah Rodgers today, as well as two other players, defensive end Rashad Berry and defensive lineman Demetrius Taylor. All were found to have bet on NFL games last season. They can petition to be reinstated after this coming season ends. And the most famous jacket that Michael Jordan ever wore sold for $1.5 million last night at Sotheby's in New York. It was the 1992 Dream Team jacket that he won, or that he wore, rather, while the team was receiving the gold medal at the 1992 Barcelona Games. This jacket, famous because it is a Reebok jacket, and of course Michael Jordan was a Nike athlete, the most famous Nike athlete ever, and did not want to have any Reebok association, but Reebok paid millions of dollars for their Olympic athletes to be outfitted in Reebok clothes. So he had to wear the jacket, but covered up the Reebok logo with a giant American flag showing off his patriotism and the pride he felt in bringing home a gold medal.
Iconic.
That's right. Health, Business, and Science notes now. The two Democrat senators, Elizabeth Warren and Sherrod Brown, are investigating now whether major chain companies are avoiding paying overtime by calling employees managers. They announced that they're launching a probe after a recent report came out that says that title was given to non-managerial employees to help companies save money. Some of the companies that were named in that report include Pizza Hut, Burger King, and Jimmy John's.
Yikes. The CEO of Anheuser-Busch says that he has no regrets about Bud Light partnering up with transgender star Dylan Mulvaney. The CEO, Brandon Whitworth, made the comment yesterday on CBS This Morning, and he said there's a big social controversy taking place right now, and big brands are right in the middle of it, and it's not just Bud Light. Last month, Bud Light lost the spot as the top-selling beer in the U.S. because of the conservative boycotts.
Also, federal judges in two states temporarily blocking portions of transgender youth care bans. Both laws in Kentucky and Tennessee were scheduled to take effect within days. The courts blocked parts of respective state laws that would have prevented transgender minors from receiving hormone therapy and puberty blockers. A similar ruling, of course, issued here in Florida earlier this month.
And the latest jobless report says that unemployment insurance claims are down by 26,000 from the previous week. The Department of Labor says that 239,000 jobless claims were made in the week ending in June 24th, and the number is lower than what economists had predicted, pointing to continued strength in the labor market.
AAA releasing projections on holiday traffic patterns, and tomorrow it's expected to be the busiest day on the roads, especially between 10 and 5. Sunday and Monday shouldn't be any busier than normal summer traffic, and the best time to hit the road is generally very early and very late.
The National Geographic has laid off the last of its staff writers. The cuts come from the parent company, Walt Disney, who let go thousands of staffers across its division this year. The company spokesperson said in a statement yesterday that National Geographic is going to still continue to publish their monthly magazine. I don't know if maybe AI is writing it or something.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's just a guess.
Yeah. Let's see. Could flying cars actually be a thing soon? The FAA just approved one for testing for the first time ever. A company called Aleph is behind it, and people are excited as it takes off vertically like a helicopter. They unveiled their A prototype in the fall, and they've already been taking pre-orders. They're expected to cost about $300,000. You can get in line for a $150 deposit, or if you want to skip it and join the priority queue, you can do that for $1,500. We talked a little bit about this last hour. Gracie, I'm going to throw out Tesla as the company where, you know, Tesla is a company where it's not uncommon to see a Tesla, but it's not mainstream like Chevy, Ford. In that vein, where do you see flying cars being kind of like that? Do you think that'll happen in the next 20 years, 25, or longer?
I would say longer than 20, but I would say it maybe between like the 20 and 35 range before it's, you know,
like 2050.
Yeah, like more commonly used, but, you know, it's not mainstream to do that. The average person is driving around in their car.
Well, I've wrote it down, and we'll check back in 2050.
Check in when I'm 50 if I get one for my birthday.
Yeah, there you go. 545, let's get a check of the local roads and weather.
Well, we are seeing some slowdown still on 98, but they're looking way better. That's going to be some heavy traffic leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. You know, just a little bit heavier than usual. And we still have some typical afternoon traffic on Windhaven throughout Windhaven Beach as well in the westbound direction. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And for weather, we still have extremely hot temperatures, but it's honestly the best day that we've seen all this week, with it only being 92 in Pensacola, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and 93 in Milton. Mostly clear skies tonight and a low of 77 for this evening. Heat index is at 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Got some TV and movie news here. Disney will re-release some of the studio's classic films to theaters in celebration of its 100th anniversary. 8 films will get the re-release treatment, with the first being Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, on July 7th. It'll be back in select theaters for 2 weeks and will then be followed by Toy Story. The run of re-releases will continue through October, with other films being Frozen, Beauty of the Beast, The Incredibles, Coco, Lion King, and Moana as well.
Some of the best.
Yeah. Some of them are really good. Some of them I would not consider classics necessarily.
Yeah.
But you know, you got to appeal to the younger generation as well. Yeah. So I think it's a good mixture, though. I don't recall seeing The Curse of the Black Pearl in theaters, so that one I think would be pretty good to see there as well. Didn't see Toy Story in theaters when I was a kid, so I think I would go see that one. I saw Toy Story 3 and 4 in the theater, but not 1 or 2. So I'd be interested in seeing a couple of those.
Yeah, I love this. I mean, I'm not crazy about Disney movies right now or anything, but you know, for it being so hot out, something to do with the kids and the movie that they love, I think that's real cool. Well, also in movie news, the first projection for the new Barbie movie, the two huge huge blockbuster films hitting the theaters in July is the Barbie movie, going to be making probably between $70 and $80 million in the first weekend, and also the movie that Joe's really excited about, Oppenheimer, is projected to make about $40 million in its debut weekend in North American theaters. So these two films are going to release the same weekend. That's going to be July 21st.
I'm very excited. I've already gotten my tickets for Oppenheimer, Saturday showing there. It's right smack dab in the middle of the theater. Super excited for that. I may decide to make it a double feature Saturday and go see Barbie as well, because I'm mainly curious for the actors, Ryan Gosling and what's-her-face.
We can never remember her name.
I know, Margot Robbie, right? Yes. Yeah, so I'm not excited to see it, but I'm curious.
I mean, we need to talk about it on the show. So if you're going to the movies anyway, you might as well get a little recap for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to do that. Let's look at some pop culture news now. So we have another artist, apparently, that is being hit by stuff thrown at them. Kelsea Ballerini, who is a country star. Gracie can fill you in on all those details. I can't. But she was apparently with Kenny Chesney at the Wharf last month. And so she was in Idaho yesterday and was hit with a flying object, turned her head and eventually her entire body away from the audience. Not been able to confirm what exactly the object was with BB Rexha. It was a cell phone. Yeah. Got a black eye from that. I have not seen Kelsea post anything to social media indicating what it was, or no. Do we know?
No, and like no injuries either. So I don't think it was really an injury from it, but she still got hit in the face with the song, or like while playing her song. So it's like, what's going on? What are people like? Behave at your concert.
I know. Well, we've got the cell phone, this object,
the
and
ashes.
Then the mom's ashes in the span of a week and a half.
Yeah, super weird. Well, in other kind of concert news, rapper Travis Scott, he's not going to be facing criminal charges over the Astroworld Music Festival stampede. So that happened in 2021. A Houston grand jury did say today that they determined if the charges were going to be filed. 10 people were killed back in 2021 during the concert that was headlined by Travis Scott.
And also, Tiffany & Co. store in Manhattan engulfed in flames this morning due to an underground transformer catching fire. This, of course, the location where the classic film Breakfast at Tiffany's was filmed. The store had just reopened in April after renovations took more than 3 years to complete, so not a great day for Tiffany's. 5:50, we'll take our final break of hour number two, come back with the discussion about ketchup. Is it supposed to be kept in the fridge or left out in the pantry or just on the table? Comments flying in left and right talking about this. So far, the majority are with us. It's refrigerated, but I would say the more vocal people are the ones opposed to us. So we'll read your text on that. Chime in as well, 850-437-1620. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
On July 8th, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you here now, continuing the conversation that has blown up the text lines here at 850-437-1620. The latest online debate has to do with ketchup. We talked about ketchup yesterday a little bit as Pepsi was going to be infusing Pepsi into ketchup at some ballparks on the 4th of July. Talked about, you know, different colors that, you know, Heinz has tried to do in the past. But this debate is simply this. Are you supposed to refrigerate it or leave it out at room temperature? Some people apparently hate cold ketchup, and the argument mainly for not refrigerating is that restaurants just leave it sitting out. 55% responded to a Heinz Twitter poll saying they refrigerate it, and Heinz has confirmed that it is supposed to go in the fridge. Gracie, you and I talked about this last hour. We are pretty unified in our approach to ketchup.
Yeah, and like I'm not saying, if you don't put it in the fridge, you're disgusting.
Yes.
Like I just think it's supposed to be in the fridge. I like it in the fridge. I will say kind of the opposing argument was, why are you going to put cold ketchup on your hot hamburger? Well, if you're putting a steamy hot tomato and steamy hot lettuce on your hamburger, no, you're not. You're putting cold.
Mm.
So talk to me after that, I guess.
Yeah, you can't come at you with that. No. I mean, that's some that the burden of proof is on there and cannot be met. Texter says, where is it? I had it. And now it's gone. We had this text come in about 40 minutes ago. Pretty much everybody unanimously saying that it's refrigerated. We had one texter, though, say that basically kind of dissenting there, definitely not refrigerated. how in the world could you put the cold ketchup on a hot, juicy hamburger and crispy fries? I mean, do people really notice that when it's cold? I mean, I feel it's not like, you know, it chills the teeth.
That's
when you bite into your hot dog and it's the ketchup, it's so cold.
Yeah,
never experienced that.
That's the thing. I mean, from the article, it says people who don't like it cold are complaining. That seems like it's your problem. For your ketchup, you can keep it out, and then when you go to a restaurant, it's already out. Like, I don't know if you have to have it room temperature and you have to bring it to the barbecue this weekend.
Yeah, but like I said, nobody is here saying that, you know, one group is completely out of line because, you know, I do, you know, I've never gone to a restaurant and, you know, anytime that there's about 95% of the time when I go to a restaurant and I sit down at the table and there's ketchup on the table, it's empty anyway. So I need a new ketchup.
And it's
but I've never sat and said when they brought out a new ketchup bottle up, excuse me, this needs to be refrigerated first. I've never done that. But when I have a new ketchup bottle, it stays in the pantry or whatever until it's opened, and then I shake it up real good and I use it, and then it goes in the fridge.
Yes.
And I think that is the true American way to eat all ketchup there.
Yes, I agree.
Also had people say that they leave mayo out, which I think is pretty crazy there.
Yeah.
Especially after it's unsealed.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's another wacky, weird story that just drove me crazy today. So there is apparently a handbag that is microscopic. It is the size of like a salt granule, and it sold for $63,000. On our News Radio Facebook page, we've posted pictures of this thing or an article where you can see the under microscope how the detail. It's a Louis Vuitton handbag with a fluorescent yellowish green color that's apparently based on a popular design. The full retail version sells for about $3,500, but this microscopic sized handbag sold for $63,000, and I just cannot fathom why anybody would spend that amount of money on something that ridiculous and small. I mean, people buy, you know, with billions and millions of dollars, they buy stuff on, you know, weird stuff all the time, but at least, you know, it can't be lost in like just on the table by itself. I mean, it's literally a speck of dust for $63,000.
And it's 18 times more the price of the bag that you can actually use. You can't even use it. You can't put anything in it. It is literally a speck on your finger. I don't get it at all. I do not get it. I would never.
Yeah. More text coming in. Refrigerate all condiments. Needs to be refrigerated even when it's set out at a restaurant for use during the day at night. They refrigerate it, and before the doors open, they sit it out again. So a little industry expert weighing in on that too.
I will say I got a text from my mom.
Yep.
Picture from our ketchup. For best results, refrigerate after opening, shake well before
there
use.
There you go. Best results from Heinz themselves.
Yep.
6 o'clock news with Channel 3 coming up. We'll be back in about 12 minutes. Joe and Gracie, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.